State regulators overwhelmingly approved the new 500-foot distance between wells and buildings such as homes. Right now, the setback distance is 350 feet in urban areas. The rule change comes as oil and gas development moves into populated areas along the Front Range, and concerns about its impacts on health continue to grow. Democratic Senate President John Morse of Colorado Springs says he wouldn't be surprised if the state legislature takes up the issue.
My sense is we probably will see some bills on fracking, and some of them may be more study related to say, can we get some more definitive data on how water quality or air quality, those kinds of things, impact public health.
Several Democratic lawmakers have been pushing for a drilling setback distance of at least 1,000 feet. Under the new rules, energy operators drilling near homes and schools would also have to take extra measures to reduce noise, dust, and traffic. Tisha Schuler heads the Colorado Oil and Gas Association, which represents the industry and opposes the new drilling setback distance.
Our biggest concern is that it doesn't give enough flexibility for the site-specific circumstances of the many stakeholders involved. And once you set a distance like 500 feet, the bigger that distance, the more complicated the solution becomes.
Schuler says her group wants to move beyond the polarizing debate of us versus them and make sure the rules properly implemented. She says she hopes lawmakers respect the year-long process and don't try to upend it with new legislation. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.